from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws and monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Hey, welcome in. How's it going?
It's going, man.
Well, you're not hearing us on 1080 AM. I can assure you of that.
Oh, the rats got into the network.
No.
Again.
We're still sure?
Yeah, there is
still down?
Yeah. I just talked to Joey in engineering. This is out of our control. This is a power issue.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Yes.
There's a big power issue,
there
apparently.
There is nothing locally that we can do.
Where our transmitter is, our AM transmitter, where that lies and lives.
There's no generator up there?
That is dead.
Oh.
Probably because of the rats, like you said. Actually, you did say the rats.
Well, yeah. Rats, look, I remember back in the old Crazy Eyes McGinley days, too, there'd be homeless people up there.
There is a camp there. It's not.
Vehicle fires
and such. I may or may not have been asked if I was willing to arm myself and go out there once.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Which was obviously a quick yes from Danny.
Yes.
One thing that we know from Danny, he was like, yep.
Where do I sign up?
They're like, will you arm yourself? Yes.
Yes.
They're like, we didn't even ask, like, what?
Yeah. We didn't even finish the question.
Danny just lifted up his shirt and was like, I'm already ready.
I mean.
I'm strapped.
You're not wrong.
I got it.
I got the one down in my ankle holster, too.
Yeah.
You know, I tried going ankle a couple times.
Of course you did.
I can't.
No.
It feels, I don't like sleeves and like cuffs around my ankles. So no, I couldn't handle it.
He's like, I couldn't hoop at the 24-hour fitness with my strap on my ankle.
No, even
just wouldn't let me get to the rim.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
I mean, yeah.
Well, the other problem is like you being able to get down there and get to that with the hip issue. It's like, ah, oh, crap. I got to get down there to my piece. It's not going to be as quick. I mean, you are more of, John Wick on the shoulders, just reaching back and just coming over the top and ta pa pa.
So,
God, did somebody kill his puppy too?
No, no.
Okay, you don't ever want that happening.
Jeez.
Danny's not going to be here for like a year if that happens.
I would go. I think I've mentioned this before. The John Wick story is actually built on a very small grain of truth as it pertains to. Marcus Luttrell, the Navy SEAL.
Oh.
A group of like bandits beat his and shot and killed his dog.
Yeah.
And he like chased them across state lines. Like it was wild.
Yeah. All right.
So but yeah, I was actually just looking. My getting real in depth. My conceal and carry firearm. Mm-hmm. I was like, I think it weighs close to a pound. It weighs 13.5 ounces unloaded. So about a pound loaded.
Oh, wow! Look at that.
Yeah,
that sounds. I think that's about half the weight of my burrito that I got in here earlier today.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
but Jeff got the biggest burrito I have ever.
It was like my forearm.
Seen.
That thing is beefy.
It was. I didn't even know they made tortillas that big.
So, real quick, yeah. I might have mentioned this at one point in time. Rico's Burritos, mm-hmm. you know the burrito truck in Beaverton?
Sure.
It has been there forever on the corner of Allen and Hall, I think.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if it's still there, but it was there forever.
Yep.
And when I would get done with football practice, I would go down there. It was $4 for that exact same size burrito, a carne asada burrito. I would eat that, then go home and eat dinner.
See, those were...
Do you remember those days when we would eat an endless amount of food and it did not matter?
Yeah, and it just was like, oh, well, I'm trying to pack on weight. Well, nope.
Nope.
It just wouldn't happen.
No. Like that was my pre-dinner.
Metabolism is a hell of a thing.
Yeah, where did that go?
Yeah.
I would really just like to spread the metabolism out over life. So instead of having like obscene metabolism heretofore unseen on the planet in my late teens and early 20s and just have it be like remotely viable into my 30s and 40s.
That's not how it works.
No?
Nope, that's not how it works. They'll get you. That metabolism. Metabolism will get you.
I do remember back in those days, though, by Beaverton High School, the fantastic like 59-cent bean burritos at Mexicali Express. We'd hit there for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
$1.25 street tacos?
Probably like three times a week.
Three times a week.
Yeah. That was back when we had like open campus for lunch too, before they closed everything down. We could actually walk off school.
Well, I mean, I did too, but our security guard would yell to me, make smart choices.
Yeah.
And I'd yell back, you want anything from Mexicali?
Exactly.
Yeah, they wouldn't
trust us. They made a fine bean burrito.
They wouldn't trust us with that.
It was shortly after I left when they closed down the campus.
Well, yeah, the kid got hit by the train.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well,
terrible things.
Terrible things.
No, yeah, I mean, kid getting hit by a train.
That's
bad. They shut down the whole district for off campus because of that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That also happened my freshman year at Willamette too, because there was a Amtrak ran up the east side of the campus. Goodness. And somebody got hit by a train there and died too. All right, so Thursday,
I have never.
He's the one that brought up people getting hit by trains.
Yeah,
it's not wrong.
I was just talking about a burrito.
I had a homeless guy in my yard this morning.
Tell me
Newburg?
More.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing.
It's two blocks from everything.
He's not wrong, but we have one park, like one big park, right on 99, Herbert Hoover Park.
Yeah, because he's from there.
Yes,
that's where Herbert Hoover is from. People know this about
the house
Hoover.
Is there.
Yes, it is.
Lived in Oregon like almost my entire life. And I had no idea that Herbert Hoover lived in Oregon.
Never knew that till Danny got here.
No, and I didn't know that until my sister lived out there. But it's become, haven's probably too strong of a word, but think of like a small camp that we have here next to the studio.
Okay.
That has become a thing where...
It's popped up, huh?
Yeah, well, they hopped on the there's a bus that goes from Newburgh to Portland. And they hopped on the bus.
Hmm.
I only know this because I talked to one of the local cops because they kind of helped police it.
Mm-hmm.
I put my puppies out at midnight last night and they started barking, which made me want to kill them because like, oh my God, they're going to wake the neighbors.
Yeah.
But then I hear somebody talking outside my fence and I'm like, okay, I open the fence and there's somebody clearly on drugs.
Okay.
Talking to themselves in the middle of the street.
Well, that's not good.
And I'm like, well, he's, in the middle of the street. So. Whatevs. Just turn around, go back inside, put the dogs back in. I peeked out the window to make sure that he wasn't there before going to bed. Well, he was there. I just missed him because he had curled up apparently next to my fence and was just sleeping there.
Oh, I feel like your yard is probably booby-trapped. And this didn't catch it? Like, you don't have anything like that?
Well, not on the, like...
You strike me as a man who had a booby-trapped yard.
I mean... Yes, but in the yard.
Right.
Like, right. if you cross the fence.
Yeah, you go over the fence.
Yeah. Like, that's where it becomes problematic. You know, that's where we have the fall-away pit with the spikes.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing.
Terrifying. All right.
But, yeah, my wife...
That's scary, though.
My wife texted me this morning and said, hey, I just had a cop come to the door.
And they asked, hey, is this
your homeless person?
Oh, and would you... Are you cool with him?
No.
Sleeping there?
No, I definitely do not want people sleeping in my yard, especially when I'm not home.
No, like that's...
Like, look, I feel bad for him and all that, but...
That's awful.
You got to take it somewhere else, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, not here.
Not here.
You mentioned your dog waking up the neighbors. Mm-hmm. Did you see this story out of California, what's going on in San Francisco right now?
What the hell is that?
So, I didn't know... I learned about Waymo. Do you know Waymo is autonomous driving vehicles?
So that's what those are going off?
So what happens is
Waymo better than anything else?
No, it's way worse if you live near it. Because neighbors, and I don't know if you've heard this, San Francisco, very affordable to live in, very cheap to live.
Very much.
Yeah, more so than Portland even.
Yeah, it is, there are people in a high-rise condo in the south of Market area of San Francisco. Who have been complaining about cars honking all night long, like all throughout the night.
I saw this, yes.
So from like midnight to like 4 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
There's just cars honking nonstop. And they're like, what is going on? One of the neighbors has taken video now of these autonomous driving vehicles, these Waymo cars. Nobody's in the vehicles. Their self-parking lot is right next to this high-rise condo, and the cars have all the sensors in them, will start honking if any car gets close, if any vehicle gets close to it. Well, as all of these Waymo cars are coming home from the night, from, I guess, driving people around San Francisco, as they park in this parking lot, they're doing the parallel parking. They are getting too close to the other cars, so the sensors go off. There's nobody in the cars. And they are just honking as they park themselves all night long.
It is a never-ending cavalcade of stupid.
Well, and yes, and they're honking because
of the sensors.
Stuck behind the other things, and yes,
because the cars are parking and they're pulling in and doing their parallel parking, they're getting too close, and that is the built-in sensor for the warning. And the neighbor's like, "Can you turn those off between I don't know." Midnight and 4 a.m. as the cars are parking themselves?
And these Waymo cars are the only things dumber than any other individual at a four-way stop.
Yeah, I believe that to be true at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's 100%.
You want to talk about rage fuel. If you had, and it's like every car in the lot will start honking.
Mm-hmm.
Like they all just, because as they do the parallel parking, they go by all of them, and they get really close, and the horns are just going off all night long. That would drive me crazy.
Yep.
That would drive me crazy.
That's why you don't live in the city.
Yeah, you know what? That's why I don't live in San Francisco.
That's the one and only reason.
That's it right there. The commute would be brutal.
Yeah.
Commute would be brutal, but that's it right there.
From San Francisco all the way to here.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Crazy commute.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you hear about, like, there were stories of... There was a Cal student that was from the
sounds about right.
What was they lived in the Redlands area of California. So Southern California near Ontario, right? So as you're leaving LA, heading towards Palm Springs, there's Redlands, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
It was cheaper for this Cal student who had class 2 days a week to fly.
To fly in.
In and out.
Than to live there.
Than to live from Redlands to Berkeley than it was to rent a place to live there.
Yeah.
Because they only had, they just said, I get my classes 2 days a week. I'll stay one night on a friend's couch, you know, give them a few shekels, make dinner, and then next day I will fly back. So they had class like, you know, Wednesday, Thursday. And that was it for them. It was cheaper for them to do that than to live in Berkeley and go to school there. Or even live on the outskirts of Berkeley and drive in. That was cheaper. That blew my mind. Like, that how expensive that it is to live up there is crazy.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, considering how if you have a house that's like 800 square feet, it's worth like $3 million.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nuts. It's nuts. Impossible to buy there.
Do not understand it.
All right. Hey, we got a sports show today. If you're listening on Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, youtube.tv/1080am the fan. That's up and working. Twitch.tv/1080TheFan. We still got four ways for you to listen. It's just not the one that you usually listen on.
Yeah.
For most people.
It's Whoops. Just not the easiest one.
No. So.
But we're working on it.
Hey, tell your friends. Let's get out there. Spread the word.
Mobilize, as they
say. Yeah, get your P1s on out there and let them all know. We're still partying on this Thursday afternoon. It's finally Thursday for me. Yesterday I said every day had been Wednesday.
Still thought today was Friday.
Feels like Wednesday, babe.
My Friday now. No. I'm out of here tomorrow.
Feels like
suckers.
Thursday. All right, good. Wow. Good for you.
Wow.
All right, today, the Portland Trailblazers, their schedule has just been released.
Dun, 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 dun.
Ah! We teased it at the end of our show as well. The Blazers give the deuces to Root right after our show.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some NFL news and notes. Got some baseball stuff, too. Baseball's maybe...
This, doing things?
Is Rob Manfred on the come up?
No.
Is Rob Manfred actually redeeming himself a little bit as the commissioner of Major League Baseball? There may be another significant rule change coming down the pipeline for Major League Baseball. Where we got to start, though, the Portland Trail Blazers did release their schedule for the 2024-2025 season. We will go 1 through 82 every season. No, we're not going to do that. But some games of note and games of consequence. Blazer fans, don't be worried that the team's going to be too good, because this stretch early in the year that you warned us of yesterday, it's more brutal than you even kind of let on, Danny.
Look, to be fair, have any of us ever been super concerned that this team would be too good?
There's a lot of Blazer fans that have been. There's a lot of Blazer fans that are like, I think they could do the play-in. They will not. That's where we start next on The Fan.
My wife.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Portland Trailblazers schedule was released for the 24-25 season. We talked about this yesterday. Spoiler alert. You have the schedule.
I've had the schedule for a week. I'm not gonna steal your thunder.
We have known. Yeah,
I thought you were supposed to be
like
our Blazer insider. Where's the sneak peeks, man?
I mean, I gave a couple yesterday.
You did.
I gave a couple.
We talked about the 7-game road trip.
Yeah, and I didn't spoil the home opener. I just said that they opened at home.
The one national game, and we talked about yesterday. They will open at home and close
at home
the season at home,
and it will be against the Warriors and the Lakers.
Yeah, the Golden State Warriors coming to town for the opener. Terry Stotts return.
Hey! Return to the Terry Bear.
And
I got to see him at Summer League, by the way.
How is he?
He's great.
Good.
Great.
Good.
It was good to see him.
Well, Terry Stotts is a good dude.
He really is one of the good dudes of basketball.
You can't hate the Terry Bear.
No, you can't.
But he also...
He's a giant red ass.
Red ass and overprotected his players and did not keep it legit and real with the media on the struggles of his team. Got very defensive when things were not going right.
He took it for the team.
He shouldered a lot of that burden for guys that he didn't need to.
No. And that's why his players, not the only reason, but that's one of the reasons why his players loved him.
Yeah, but
he took all the arrows.
I feel like he should have maybe sometimes driven a bus to prove a point.
100%.
Because there were guys who...
Who deserved it.
Deserved it needed it at times. But... Terry Stotts and the Golden State Warriors will return. He's not the head coach. He is Steve Kerr's
assistant
coach.
Indeed.
But Steve Kerr, gold medal winning coach.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry.
Gold medal winner.
French devil.
Yeah.
American hero.
Mm.
The one and the same. One and the same.
There is an article floating around right now from The Athletic that says, according to some metrics, the Warriors actually improved over last season. And there's been this talking point of that. And, man, I can't buy it. Are they going to be better than the Blazers? Yes. They're still a play-in team. You did not get better by getting rid of Klay Thompson and getting like lesser parts. Like Buddy Hield is not like he's a fine bench piece. He is not this insane thing. Like, and D'Anthony Melton, which is I love him, you know, fight on and everything, but like
we're going to want to clip this for when D'Anthony Melton and Buddy Hield go off for 35 apiece in the opener.
Look, they're entirely fine players.
And they do have the ability to go off in particular games. Yeah.
But like this idea that they're like, oh no, they're like they're deeper. I'm like, they still have one guy who can handle the ball.
Yeah. All right. Well, outside of that opener, we talked about how difficult that stretch was going to be yesterday early in the year. And boy howdy, it is a gauntlet. Blazers are not going to be trying to win a lot of games this year.
No.
Because of the draft.
Because of Cooper Flagg. That's why.
27 of their first 29 games, that's the stretch you were talking about yesterday.
27 of the first 29 are against the West.
And 26 of them are really good teams.
Yes. Yes. 16 of their first 18 games are part of 3 games and 4 nights.
That's tough.
So you have this 30-game stretch start the season where everyone you're playing is not just like, they're kind of good. It's the West with the only quote-unquote bad teams being Houston and San Antonio. I think there's one Jazz game in there, if I remember.
There's a Jazz game.
Yeah, there's one Utah game at home. Other than that, you are getting everything the West has to offer. Legitimately, coming out of those 30 games, if they are 10-20, it will be a miracle. I genuinely don't think they'll win 10 games.
Yeah, and they're all really good teams. I mean, there are some quirks in the schedule that do lend to wins happening, right? So you'll have in that first gauntlet of games, you play the New Orleans Pelicans 2 times in 3 nights, right? October 25th and 27th. Then you have another one of those against the Minnesota Timberwolves, right? In November 12th and 13th, a back-to-back against the Timberwolves. And you have a back-to-back in Houston against the Rockets. Historically, even though teams are significantly better, historically in the NBA, we do see a lot of splits in those games. Just playing the same team twice, even if it is a better team than one is significantly better than the other, you do see, and I'm not saying that they're going to split all three of those pairings of games, but at the same time, like the Blazers aren't going to be 0-29 in their First 29 games.
Well, Danny just said, what, 10 out of the first 30, 10 and 20 in the first 30 games? Isn't that still ahead of the pace that we want them to be on? Winning 10 out of 30 games?
Well, that leads us to another point. There is a 7-game road trip.
Yeah.
From late February into early March. Mm-hmm. And we know how those go.
Okay. Yeah, and it's not even that tough a trip. You actually have Utah, Washington, and Brooklyn, the three worst teams in the league, not named the Blazers. And at that point in time,
tell you what,
those teams will be they will be having the great suck off.
There will be a run where people are like, oh, maybe, because they have before that trip starts, the last game of their homestand is Charlotte at home, mm-hmm. and then they go to Utah, to Washington, to Brooklyn. Those are four games that are going to be winnable, and we know how Blazer fans react to,
yes,
you know, winning three or four.
This is when you will see the commitment to the tank.
Yeah.
This is when it will hit you right in the face.
The NBA last year said that they wanted to make it a point of emphasis to stop the 4 games in 5 nights, mm-hmm. and limit those, and also limit back-to-backs. Last year, everybody's like, you're limiting back-to-backs? The Blazers had 14 of them last year. They have 13 this year. They did go down by one back-to-back. Mm-hmm. How about that? Go. That's good news.
And they don't have 2 7-game trips this year, because last year they had two.
Yeah.
There are some decent quirks in the schedule. I still, that beginning of November, I cannot not look at just endlessly, because this is what's going to set the tone for the entire season. And I'm hoping that what comes of it is they lose, but they're competitive. Kind of what we hoped last year, and that guys are healthy, and that what you do is you play the starting lineup, and they can still play 28 to 32 minutes, and the young guys go out there and they mm-hmm. play the rest of their 20 minutes. And at the end of the night, it's a 7-point loss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not, you're not turning it off at halftime.
Well,
getting your teeth kicked.
That's what I'm hoping for, is that we don't see what was it?
2 50-point losses.
53 and 51 point loss. Yeah. Isn't that what it was?
I think that's what it was.
I don't want to see those.
No.
And we may, like,
one might pop up at the end of the season.
We may see one of those. But there were several games, though, that were, you know, 30-point losses. You want to see that gap being closed just a little bit, but not wins. LeBron, you mentioned at the end of the year, the Lakers come to Portland. Could be our last chance to ever see LeBron James.
Yes.
In Portland. Do you think he retires? I've watched the Olympics and I said, that dude, it's not just that he can play one more year. That dude can play a few more years.
What the difference is going to be, like, when does it happen? Does he pull the groin this year? Yeah. Does he tear the knee this year? You know, knock on wood. I don't want that happening. But even the freakish of freaks, eventually it comes up and grabs you. Mm-hmm. Father Time, undefeated.
Undefeated.
And I jokingly say PEDs, but also being dead serious, even that doesn't preclude this stuff.
Yeah.
Like the best medicine and everything you can do, your body will eventually break down.
Yeah.
And that's the question, I think. But yeah, I mean, I'm honestly surprised that game isn't nationally televised.
The last one, just because it's the last of the regular season.
Honestly, I think they'll flex it in.
You could flex it in if the Lakers are in dire straits and not good, which is
or playoff positioning
and real possibility.
And the possibility that it could be LeBron's last regular season game.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I could see that too.
If any game on this schedule was going to get flexed in, it's that one.
All right. Well, one nationally televised game, and that is Tuesday, January 28th. Damian Lillard comes back to Portland. It'll be on TNT.
Yep. And they're not picking up anything else unless something egregious happens.
All right.
So tonight I'll go home and do, that's a win, that's a loss. I'll play my game and see what I come up with.
You're going to do that, huh?
Yeah, I always do it.
That's going to be
I usually end up relatively close.
Well, good. And then tomorrow we will come back with Danny's official
mm-hmm.
over under total, and we'll all bet it.
Mm-hmm. What I'm actually
that's what we do.
What I'm actually waiting for is Positive Residual on Twitter. He has an app mm-hmm. where he uploads the entire schedule for the entire league, and you can see rest advantage, rest disadvantage, travel, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And I use that in my calculations. So once he has that up, I can dive into it, because that, even for bad teams, that stuff means so much. Like, yeah, if you've got like a 3-day rest advantage on a really good team, and because you're in Portland, if you're playing at home, chances are it's the end of a road trip.
Oh, yeah, because they don't just send you up to Siberia
to start the road trip. No, it's usually where you end, or you might kick down to LA and then go home. You're never the beginning or the like the middle of the trip.
Man.
It's that you're usually the end. So you get teams that will come in here after playing at altitude in Denver, and they're like, oh, for the love of God.
Also, one thing that you can note, if you're looking at the Blazers schedule and you're psycho like Danny, you're counting all the games. There are two games that are unaccounted for. That's the in-season tournament.
Yes.
For when they don't make the actual bracket. They will backfill that with two games that the Blazers will play. There are only 80 games on the schedule. So are you going to count those? How are you going to count those? What are you going to do for those?
Because they'll come from the bracket. I'll likely take the two worst teams from the bracket.
Okay. and then you go from there.
LA.
Boy, they're going to play Houston a lot early in the year, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to play Minnesota 3 times in 4 games.
Yeah. But also, they have, in the midst of the in-season tournament, they'll play Houston twice, not in their pod, mm-hmm. but as part of regular season games. And then who did you say the other team was?
I think it's the Lakers.
In the Lakers. Then obviously...
it's the Clippers. Clippers are in their pod.
All right. They will have the Clippers... only twice. That's not that bad. They got the Clippers twice in Houston twice. Mm-hmm. So they'll have them 3 times. You'll play the Clippers and the Rockets likely before you hit Christmas.
Yeah.
Can I still say my main beef with like this whole
say whatever you want
in season tournament thing is that they got their games on a Tuesday and a Friday and what have you, but it's that okay, this game counts for the in season tournament, but the game that's in 2 nights, that one doesn't count, and then there's another one next week that does count.
It's a no countsies.
And 2 or 3 games in between that don't count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You're picking it up.
Yeah. But they do count.
Well, not towards the in season tournament.
But they count. Towards everything else.
And just anyway, to me,
you need to catch up on European soccer.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, big gulps, huh? Well,
yep.
See you later. Okay. Let's get to the other NBA news that we have here. Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Woo!
And what it means for Rip City fans. Root Sports, you gone! After Rust with SportsCenter.
I could see them winning this game. I could see them losing this game.
The Blazers gave plenty of warning to Root, and they said, we gone.
We gone.
Yesterday, it became official, shortly after we got done with the show, and we teased this.
It's super helpful to tease when you're the one breaking it.
Seen it coming, that the Portland Trail Blazers and Root would be parting ways in their agreement. This was the slowest car going over the cliff.
Yeah, I reported this back on April 1st that the Portland Trail Blazers were...
And it was not April Fool's joke.
No, that they were looking at ways to get out of Root. And I knew at that point in time that they were done with Root, but...
As a former employee of NBC Sports Northwest, can I say maybe this wasn't necessarily the slowest one?
Yeah, that is true. We all knew that was going to be gone.
Yep.
But this is big news, though, because we knew when NBC Sports was in Comcast Sportsnet, when that train was coming into the station, that you were just going to switch platforms and you were going somewhere else, right? There is an unknown right now of where the Blazers will go, how we will be able to take in their games, and what that will look like from a distribution standpoint. So now we got to go to start looking at that and which route do they go? Because there are teams across the NBA that have already gone outside the box and they have done this. And we've talked about this ad nauseum. The Blazers are in a unique position to do this on their own.
Yes. And I mentioned this in the article, but I did not mention it yesterday during the show. The reason why you saw the Kraken do this in April and not the Blazers is because the Kraken had to go immediately because they don't have their own broadcast team.
Yeah.
They had to cut ties and get rolling on building out a studio, getting talent, hiring all of the behind the scenes people, because if you're going to do this, you need to have your own setup. Blazers Broadcast has been in existence for 30 years.
Yeah, and it started with old school Blazer Vision pay-per-view back in the day. It has been internal and an internal operation where they own the cameras, they have a production studio, they have a production team. And what most teams in the NBA or any sport, in any sport do, is they contract out to a network, and the network provides all of those those pieces. The Blazers are different. This is also why Oregon State and Washington State do have appeal in conference realignment.
They is have because millions of dollars worth of this stuff.
The Pac-12 network, the one thing that was good about the having the Pac-12 network is that there were broadcast operations that were set up at almost every single school in the conference, and they do have the ability to put those broadcasts out and do it in relatively short order. It was one thing that, you know, was attractive about the LA schools and Oregon for the Big Ten move. The University of Washington did have to upgrade significantly their broadcast operation. But it is something that is actually a card in the back pocket for Oregon State and Washington State. And it's actually very useful for the Portland Trail Blazers in this regard. They can now go to, instead of just saying, we need to saddle up to one network and be besties with them, you can kind of go and do your own thing, whether it's a hybrid model of you do some pay-per-view and some over-the-air broadcasts, or, you know, you do your own just pay-per-view thing like the Jazz have essentially done.
So, as I understand it right now, and in the press release from the Blazers yesterday, they have a big announcement coming. I'll tell you, the big announcement is that they're going over the air. That's coming. I'm not spoiling anything there. That's coming. The hope was is that that would be done now. But they have multiple partners that are interested.
Yeah.
And there are unique challenges and opportunities that come with both partners.
And for those that don't know, over the air would be, we'll just go through them in order of the numbers that the stations are. Yeah. Okay. You have K2 Channel 2. Coin Channel 6, yep. KGW Channel 8, Fox 12. Those are your major broadcast players.
Those are your over-the-air providers. And you can throw
CW, which is an offshoot of Coin.
Yes.
But they will want them on 2, 6, 8, or 12.
Yes.
Those are their most powerful signals and widely distributed.
And you are seeing this already in Arizona. They have that. And also the New Orleans Pelicans last week are also doing it. But because there are multiple partners involved, you have owners of those stations. Like, I think everybody associates like Fox News. It's like, that's Murdoch. It's like, no, that's actually Sinclair or
no,
Gray. No, KATU is Sinclair.
Yeah, no,
KATU
Gray.
KATU is Sinclair.
Gray. I always get them mixed up.
Yeah. Nextstar is Coin.
Yes.
Like, this is the whole Deion Sanders.
KGW, yes.
The whole Deion Sanders getting mad at a local CBS reporter.
At a CBS Denver guy.
He doesn't work at CBS.
No.
He works
and they probably
for,
don't even own the station.
He works for Nextstar or Sinclair
exactly.
or Gray
yes.
or one of the distributors. Just like 1080 The Fan, we play ESPN programming. Mm-hmm. We're an Odyssey station.
Yes.
Odyssey is our boss, not ESPN. So
that's how that stuff kind of works. Again, we're getting a little behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Also known as Deion is a dummy.
But but also that is good to know based on distribution statewide.
Yes. And so you kind of get an understanding of how that looks. And in talking to the stakeholders with the Blazers, the thing that they have told me for the last 6 months, and people can believe this or not. I'm just telling you, this is not them telling me to tell you this. This is in earnest conversations. They hated not having a fan base that they could get to.
Yeah, widely available.
Yeah, and the goal of this deal is to get it to as many people as possible. Like, part of like wanting to tell people about leaving Root was like they wanted to energize the fan base. Like, look, guys, we're trying to do something here to make things better for you. We understand that things were not optimal last year.
Yep.
And this is the over the air is part of it. The other part of this is streaming. They want to and will have a streaming option. The thing is it's unclear exactly which way they will go, depending on the partner. because one partner may have it built in already, and maybe you utilize that. Maybe one partner wants you to use your own standalone. Maybe one partner wants the league to be involved. Maybe one partner is on a streaming service so you can kind of co-op. Like, there's just, when I say challenges and opportunities, these are all the considerations you have to have to consider when you're making this decision going forward.
Yeah.
But bottom line is, from the Blazers, from the literal very top of the organization, what I have been told is they want to deliver the best experience they can. They want to get it to as many people as simply and easily as they can. I've seen the numbers.
What a wild concept that is.
And this is something, for those people that don't know, this is something the Blazers wanted to do in 2018.
Yeah.
The NBA would not let them do it, which is why they signed back-to-back short deals with Comcast and Root. They signed the shortest possible deals imaginable when you're talking about, like, network deals. So I've been hinting at and teasing this for months, and I genuinely think this is, like, the biggest and best news for Blazers fans this year.
Okay. How does this look for people that live in Portland and then those that do not live in Portland and still want to watch the Blazers? We'll get to that coming up next. Basketball coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can save. Get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Danny and Dusty on The Fan. All right, Blazers say deuces, Root. We out. What does this look like now? It'll go over the air, which means it'll be on television for us here in Portland. But whether it's on channel 2, 6, 8, 12, that's still TBD, and we'll get a resolution on that very quickly. You don't say that you're leaving Root unless you have a clear path.
I will tell you, they're very close. They're very close to having the deal done.
It's just which channel.
Yeah, it's which provider they're going to go with.
But what does that look like for people in Bend, Eugene, Hermiston, Medford, the people outside of the state of Oregon? Yes. Because the distribution will happen within the state. Like, it may be, like, say they go, you know, just for the sake of this, say they go to, you know, K2, which is ABC, right? Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean they're going to be on every ABC station in the state of Oregon. It'll be, they will find a partner network in the other cities around
state. If for whatever reason, because not every station is on in every city in the state.
Right.
And so you have to kind of work through some of those things. The other thing about this is I've heard a lot of people have asked me since yesterday, a lot of fans have asked, I'm out of market. Like, will I still have to get league pass? I don't know. In that it depends on what you kind of like out of market. Is Seattle out of market? Yeah, that's out of market. Now, is Boise? Is Klamath Falls? Like, those are the things that they're going to have to kind of work through, because, like, if they go like a direct to consumer, a DTC streaming plan, which is something I very strongly believe they want to do.
Which is what the Utah Jazz did. And remember, their package with Jazz Plus was you buy the service, and I think
$125.
Yeah, we did the math. It was like $1.15 per game. Yes. And you got two tickets to a game, a hat, a t-shirt, and
some
hot dog and a soda, too. Yeah.
And I want to say, though, too, Boise might be a Jazz market.
Well, they share.
Just judging off of my wife's grandfather's viewing habits and what they got on their TV.
Yeah, they it's one of the many diced up cities. But my point being, as far as like range,
yeah,
they're going to have to figure out with their broadcast partner, because, again, this is getting very inside baseball. But remember, this TV channel over the air that they're negotiating with is a partner. And the reason they want this and they're going to pay for it is because it's going to bring eyeballs to their stations, mm-hmm. right? Well, what cuts into that? Streaming. So how far out that streaming can actually go?
Yeah, the geofencing and all that.
Yes,
kind of
is something
stuff.
They have to work through and negotiate. And as I understand it, like, I believe it'll be pretty substantial considering the map of Oregon, because there are regions in the state that won't have access to a given channel depending on where they're at, like Gold Beach or Bend or Klamath Falls. And that doesn't necessarily mean that ABC, NBC, Fox, CBS, any of those aren't there. The problem is we're going kind of back in time technologically with an over-the-air broadcast. And what you run into with over-the-air broadcasts is our traditional barriers to broadcast, which are topography.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're on the backside of a mountain, say in Bend,
yeah,
it's
difficult
to get over the air stations.
Yeah, yeah. And you're shooting a satellite to whatever, like the hub in Bend, and they distribute it from there. But sometimes it's
a very real problem. And you
got to get the tinfoil out and make the human antenna.
Which is why they'll...
Wait, what? Yeah. We don't do that anymore. Digital antennas
now. There you go. But that's why they'd want to have a direct-to-consumer streaming option that has a kind of robust reach. Now, just how far that goes, it's going to be up for debate, I think. So we won't know that stuff. Even in discussions that I've had, even in depth, you can't get too far without talking through that stuff directly with the partners.
No, then they're already down that road, and that's why we are seeing the announcement came yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the resolution is going to come very quickly. So, good stuff. We finally will be able to watch our Blazers with an affordable price tag on it.
Easily.
Which, locally, will be free.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
And also, another thing to consider is that the Blazers will have a local partner that has vested interest in the product going forward.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You're not going to get second fiddle and be on Root Plus.
Yeah.
Because of a Kraken game.
Yeah, you know what? Like they'll be on like Coin or something, and the Big Brother finale will be on there and be like, we're going to put you on the CW tonight. Yeah.
I mean, but also you're probably not going to get broadcast in.
Well, no, what's going to happen is all the Big Brother fans are going to be like, why am I being forced to watch the Trailblazers?
Well, you're going to watch someone lose.
Yeah. Hey-o.
All right.
But hey, no more 720.
No more 720. Picture. Oh, 720. I was like, no more 720. I was like, what is 720?
What radio station is that?
Like, they carry the one. No. Oh, no. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's part way.
We'd be like 1080p. Ding, 1080i.
So, and I won't.
4K.
I bet you the streaming options will be pretty nice.
All right. Well, Blazer talk. See, we talk about the Blazers in the summer when there's something to talk about with the Blazers in the summer.
Not forcibly talking about it.
Yeah, that's right. Let's talk about the NFL because there's some big news and one team got a heck of a lot better. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.